All right, so here we are. We're going to create a dashboard for Kibana. So I went ahead and clicked New. So we're going to do a new search, and this search is going to be on Windows 10. All right, so I click the search button. We see that there's 168,000 hits, gets trimmed down to 30,000 hits. So let's click Save, and I'm going to name this Windows 10. All right, so now we have a Windows 10 search saved. I'm going to go ahead and click Visualize. And on Visualize, I'm going to go ahead and select a metric type from a saved search, and I'm going to choose Windows 10 that I just created. We see we have 30,000. So I'm going to go ahead and save this. And I'm going to call it the Windows 10 count. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and create a new visualization. And it's going to be a metric for another saved search called Microsoft Azure. And we see we've got that. So I'm going to go ahead and name this Azure count and click save. So now we have two metrics already created. I'm going to go ahead and create a line chart. Down here you see that we already have actually a couple. We already had total tweet count, total tweet interval added as well. So let's go ahead and create a line chart from a saved search, and I'm going to do that for Windows 10 again. And here I'm going to go ahead and select the x-axis and date histogram, timestamp, and auto interval. And we see that we've created a line chart, timestamp per 10 minutes. So I'm going to name this Windows 10 interval and save that. Now I'm going to go ahead and create a new for Azure. It's going to be a line chart from our Microsoft Azure saved search. I'm going to select x-axis here again, date histogram. Using the default, hit play. We see that we do have the chart. Let's save that, and we'll call it Azure interval. So next up, what we'll do is we'll take a look at the dashboard. I'm going to click New, and this is where we can add the things that we just created. So I'm going to add total tweet count, total tweet interval, Azure count, or excuse me, the Windows 10 count. And I'm going to go to the next page here and add the Windows 10 interval. Then we'll go back to the previous page and add the Azure count and Azure interval. All right, so now that I have these, I'm going to go ahead and close up the add and move things around. It's the way I like it. I'm gonna drop Windows 10 count down on the second row. I'm gonna drop the Windows 10 interval next to that, and then the Azure interval next to that. Pretty simple, drag it out so that it covers more area. And I like this dashboard, so I'm gonna go ahead and save it here in a second, and I'll just name it Azure Overview. But here you can see that we have 168,000 tweets, 30,000 for Windows 10, and 3 for Azure. So let's go ahead and save it. Call it Overview. And save that. And now we have a dashboard saved. And we can kind of look around here a little bit. We went from Discover to Visualize to Dashboard, and then went and saved it. So let's take a look at settings real quick. If we go into objects here, we'll see the dashboard, searches, and visualizations. So here we can check things, delete it, edit it, that sort of thing. So back over to the dashboard. You can see that if you hover over things, we can change the time frame from 12 hours to 4. So we see we limit things down, set it to auto refresh every 30 seconds, 5 seconds. And we can see that it does actually refresh and as we're gathering more tweets here. So we can get a nice little quick overview of things. We can pause it. We can hover over different items here to see, you know, actual data counts over time. We see here it's over 5 minutes. That kind of changes as we change the time that things run over. So I hope you got a little bit from this, how to create a Kibana dashboard, and have a good day.